The Divine Cycle. Bible Students Courses. Course 2, Unit 1. Lesson 3. Seeing that out of him and through him and back to him is all. To him be the glory for the eons, Romans 11:36. To understand God's plan, we first need to understand a different way of thinking. Two ways of seeing the world. In Western culture, we tend to think in straight lines. School starts and ends on a schedule. We clock in and out of work. Events have a beginning, middle, and end. This way of thinking is called linear. We see things as moving forward from point A to point B to point C. But in the Eastern mindset, many things are seen in cycles. What begins will return. What goes around comes around. Life moves in circles, not lines. The scripture was written by Jewish men who saw the world through this Eastern cyclical lens. One of them, Paul the Apostle, wrote a powerful verse that shows this kind of thinking. Seeing that out of him and through him and for him is all, to him be the glory for the eons, Romans 11:36. This is what we call the divine cycle. This one verse, Romans 11:36, summarizes the entire plan of God. 1. Out of him, everything begins with God. 2. Through him, everything happens through his power and purpose. 3. Back to him, everything is returning to him in the end. Nothing is outside of this cycle. No one is left out. Everything that exists is part of God's plan, and it all flows from him, through him, and back to him. God didn't create from nothing. He created from himself. Many people say that God created the universe out of nothing, but Scripture paints a deeper picture. God created everything out of himself. That's why he is so deeply connected to his creation. It came from within him. It matters to him, every bit of it. In Job 14:15, Job speaks of his confidence in God's care. You shall call, and I shall answer you. You shall long for the work of your hands. God longs for what he has made, for all that he has made. All is going back to him. God is not improvising. His plan was set before the disruption of the world. He knew every twist and turn before it happened. And the goal of it all, that everything, every created thing, every story, every person will return to him. All is out of him. All is through him. All is back to him. That's the divine cycle. And when you see it, really see it, it brings a deep peace. You don't have to fear what's ahead. You don't have to fix everything. You don't have to worry about who wins. God already has it figured out. And he's bringing everything, including you, back to himself.